This is Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, we read of the Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim. And it says, V'loku mer hadam, v'nosnu al shtei hamzuzos, v'al hamashkof. So the shtei mezuzos are the vertical posts, and every door has the two vertical posts and the one horizontal post. So, v'nosnu mer hadam, v'nosnu al shtei hamzuzos, v'al hamashkof, v'al habotim asher yuchlu usom behem. So that's what the Torah says. So that's what Hashem says that they should do. They should put on the shtei mezuzos and on the mashkof. But now, take a look further in Parshas Bo, on page 2, but Yudbeis Chaf Aleph, Vayikra Moshe l'chol zikne Yisrael. Now Moshe tells it to zikne Yisrael. He tells us about the Korban Pesach, and what does it say? He got the Malamashkov on Shnei Mezuzos. He changes the order. He says, put it on page 3. You should put it on the Mashkov and then the Shnei Mezuzos. So what's the, how come when Hashem says it over to Moshe, he says the Shnei Mezuzos and the Mashkov? First the Shnei Mezuzos, you put down with this Mezuzah, that Mezuzah, and then the Mashkov. And here, he does it the, changes the order. Hashem, Moshe changes the order. The same order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. What changed? And then the Torah says, "Vayelchu vayazu bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'Aaron kenosu." So there were different opinions in the Midrashim and different Svarim of what is the representation, what do the mezuzos represent, and the mashkof represent. So, the Medrash Rabbah on page 5 says, V'yitach Moshe Zadam k'siv v'yigadam ha-mashkof sh'avaram godol b'gerim, shem sh'ha-mashkof gavo kach ha godol ba'ovos. So, shnei mezuzos b'schuz Yitzchak v'Yaakov. In other words, Avram was the mashkof, and Yitzchak and Yaakov were the shnei mezuzos. That's the Medrash's interpretation. Now, this question about the order is pointed out already by the Baal HaTurim on page 6. It says, V'gatim al hamashkof l'shnei mezuzos, u'v'nisina k'siv v'nosno l'shnei mezuzos v'al hamashkof, hiktim mezuzos l'mashkof. So he just says simple, Lo Mashim Shina Haseda Yotza. In other words, he quotes from the Mechilta that if you Mashana the Seda, you know, if you did the Mashko first or the Mezuzah first, it doesn't matter. So one Pasuk says this way, one says that, no big deal. However, the Kli Yoker discusses this in terms of a Hashkafic point. You know, we know the Medrash in Eicha on page 7, he says, Hashiveinu Hashem Melech L'Hashuva. Omer Knesset Yisrael, page 8, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam Shelchahu Hashiveinu. In other words, Medrash Ruber explains, it's up to you. You have to bring us back to you. That's what Kol Yisrael says. And Hashem says back, no, it's up to you. Shelachem Hu. So each one is saying, you know, who's going to take the first step? So the Kli Yoker on page 9 says the following. He says, "V'nosno shtei mezuzos v'amashkof Moshe hafach haseder v'amar v'gatam al hamashkof shtei mezuzos al derech medrash nuchal omer ki omru shakadosh baruch hu Yisrael shuvei elai tchilo." Hashem says, "You got to take. You call Yisrael. You have to take the first step towards me." He says Mashkov, he wants to say, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Hashem is the top. He's from coming from the heavens. Hashkifa mimon kodshecha min hashamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashkov, and the shtei mezuzos are either zechus avos imahos. That's the more the boss of Adam, or the tzaddikim, or the Moshe of Aaron's, or things like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Al shtei mezuzos tchila, v'chaker al mashkov. In other words, Hashem says shtei mezuzos first, because he wants his orus to come first for the people, and then he'll take them in. But he wants them to start to be the initiative. And when Moshe speaks, so he says mashko first, because Hashem says, who are we to start? If you'll start to get close to us, then you'll bring us back. And that's how he explains the difference. In other words, the difference, the discussion of the mezuzos first and the mashka first, who's to take the initiative to get closer. Because Hashem's saying that you, the shtei mezuzos, the boss of Adam, you have to take the initiative. And Moshe Rabbeinu would say, no, but we're not capable. Hashem, that's why. So Hashem speaks about the mezuzos first, and Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about the mashkov first, because each one is saying who should take the initiative first. And then he quotes another pshat, Yishomrim, Shu al derech shepesh rashi b'shir shirim, Shisrael b'kalsim l'kadosh baruch hu m'lmala l'matav l'kadosh baruch hu m'lmala l'kadosh baruch hu m'lmata l'mala. Okay, and higdom l'kadosh baruch hu mezuz l'mashkov l'omar, Shashefa ola m'lmata ki atzadikim osifin koch b'gvur shal mala. Omnam ne'a kovar hikdim Moshe ha-mashkav l'mezuzes. Lomar, she'ha-shefa yored m'lmala l'mata. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to praise Klal Yisrael. So he speaks about the mezuzes first, to say that it's not a question of necessarily who should start first, but who's going to bring the shefa down. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gives the praise to the Klal Yisrael. You'll do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu in his anivas is saying, no, the shefa is going to come, you know, it's like the famous Kedusha of Flavi. The Kedusha of Flavi says, how come in Chumash Pesach is referred to as Chag HaMatzos, but in the Lashon of Chazal it's referred to Chag HaPesach? So the Kedusha of Flavi says, it's like the Gemara Brachas by Tefillin. And Hashem Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. So our tefillin says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Hashem Baruch Hu's tefillin says Mikam Kol Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So each one is praising the other one. So the same thing when it comes to the Torah is praising us for, you know, running out of Mitzrayim. That's the matzos, and we're praising. So the Torah calls from the Yontif Chag HaMatzos. When the Rabbanon are not going to. I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's called Chag HaPesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who Pesach. So the same idea here of who should take the initiative, who do we praise, etc. And he discussed it here, the Ephraim ben Arav. He uses an interesting Lashon on page 10 on the left side. There in the Bereshisha, I couldn't find exactly this Medrash of Hamashkov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Ruach HaKodesh Ophiyah Bibes Midrash Shalom Kli Yoker Shekasav Minafshe. So there's some medrash that seems to say that the Mashkov is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Kli Yoker says it. I don't know where this other medrash is, because the medrash we saw is that Avram was the Mashkov, right? We didn't see a medrash that says that Hashem is the Mashkov. So he says, apparently there's some maybe obscure medrash that says on the, and the Kli Yoker was coming to this thing. Oh. And then he says, so then we have the pasuk on page 12, Hayal Hadam Lachem Va'osal Abatim, Rishis Hadam Pasachti Aleichem. So the two things. So first, the Mechilta that the Baal HaTurim quoted is on page 15. So this is the Mechilta that the Baal HaTurim quoted, that sometimes the mezuzah is written first, Mashkov, to say that Im Hiktim Zelazeh is low Yotza. So, but there's an interesting Gemara in Pesachim Tzadivav on page 14. Tana Rav Yosef Gimel Mizbechos Hayusham. In other words, it was in Mitzrayim when they brought the Korban Pesach, so there was no Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. So you bring a Korban, you put the Dam on the Mizbeach. So what was the Mizbeach? So the Mashkov and the Mezuzahs were the Mizbeach on page 14. For Natalia, Rav Yosef Gimel Mizbechos Hayusham, Al Mashkov Al Shtei Mezuzahs. Those are the mizbechos in the three mizbechos, and it's interesting if you look in the Panim Yafos on page 18, the Panim Yafos says Isa b'mechilta Rabbi Shimon Omer arba mizbechos hayu. What were they? Mashkov. Shtei mezuzos, and then what? You know, sometimes you have it in the doorway, the little piece on the ground. He says, Vesaf, Shua Skufa. What? Oh. So let's see. Yeah. So let's see. So he's going to say that there's a part of me office is very chashuv and safer. Hafla wrote it. So he's gonna say he has two pieces on page 17 and then on page so he writes like this, page 17. Hayah dam lachem laos. So the Hafla says gimel mizbechos hayu b'mitzrayim hamashkov shnei mezuzos. He says that those three are merumas on the gimel batei mikdash. That's the three. That's the shot. Hayal lachem laos al habatim. Ratzalom rabatei mikdashim sheyuchlo osu behem. This is going to be a simon on the binyan beis hamikdash lasid al habatim, and that's the gimel mizbechos. And that's why you put on the mashkov and the shnei mezuzos. That's what he continues writing. Hayal lachem os al batei mikdashim shenechruvu. And that's why I'm only telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Only you, or maybe Aaron, whatever, because I don't want people now to be so nervous that they're going to go into Golis again and again and again. So I'm giving you a secret that, you know, there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash, there's going to be a Korban, there's another Beis. So, and that's going to be three Batei Mikdash till we finally. But in the other piece, Nimrod, on page 18, it says, so that day in the Mechilta, as he's going to explain, is they put Dam on the four Mizbechos, because there wouldn't be a Mizbeach. Mashkov, Shtei Mezuzah, Saf, Shu, Meskufa. So what is this? So he says, the Medrash says, Moshe, tell them to call back, that's what Medrash Yisrael. Shtei mizbechos hayu kenegan Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Right? So what's the saf? Yishlom v'shadam Hashem saf al askufi yisod habayit and ramis al Yosef. Who ke'ezim im osios saf is the osios of Yosef. Efsha shahayol l'chaper al mechiris Yosef. Gam domo hi neidid rosh. L'chein etztavol dam mila dam pesach v'domai chayi. And he says that shtei mizbechos hayu meramzim. So four mizbechos. So what's the four mizbechos? So he says in the last paragraph that the saf is connected to Yosef. He says the three mizbechos, by Rishon, by Sheni, by Shlisi, and the Saf Meramez Mizbeach Shebashilo Shehaya Bechelko Shal Yosef. So you see over here the idea that Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, was the ultimate geula, but it's the recipe for all future geulas. And you see that in that Galus Mitzrayim, in the geula, was merumas already everything that's going to happen in the future. And then the only question is, who has to take the step first for these things to happen? And that's the question. We take it, Hashiveinu, Hashem, you know, and that was part of the discussions. So we should always try, because maybe we're supposed to take the first step. You know, at least the Gabe Tshuva and things like that. You know, the whole, you know, what's the discussion over there? And that's the Binyan Ariel says on page 20. He discusses also the same idea. Who's b'schus to Moshe Aaron or Mashkov? You know, a similar type of idea that the Berach Moshe quotes it as well. But I think the idea is, you know, we, the question of the Sarusa Lakatam, Sarusa Le'ela, you know, and the word is, in life, you should always say, you know, a lot of times you can't wait. You should take the initiative. It's good to take the initiative. You know, you want to do a chesed. You know, sometimes people are waiting. Why are you waiting? Just do it. Like, you know, somebody had some question about something that needed to be done. So just says, give me the phone number. I'll do it. You know, people are waiting. What are you waiting? You know, you gotta do chesed. Do tzedakas. Do things that are good. You know, Hashem says you have to do it. So we say, okay, we're not right. So we can't be such an oven. Say no, we are right. We have to do things. We have to. You know, Hashem says that the Shtei Mezuzahs have to come first. Moshe Rabbeinu is an oven, so he says no, Hashem. But you know, it, obviously, b'derech hanivus. But we have to always do ma'isim and always initiate. And if somebody needs a chesed, don't wait that he comes over to you. Like I have my sefer from the Be'er Mayim Chaim. True Baal Chesed, he initiates. Avraham Avinu is looking to call my own for people. They're not waiting for somebody. You know, Avraham Avinu could have said, I'm a sick man, I'll stay home. Somebody knocks on my door, on my tent, someone can come in. I go out, I'm a sick man. I just went on operation. No! You take the initiative. It's Sarusa Dilatata. And Hashem sees you take a Shuvah Leiv, a Shuvah Aleichem. And then everything will fall into place. And then all the geulas that we need to happen in the future will happen. You know, I'm not getting into the discussion of Eretz Yisrael, or, you know, what's, you know, the whole question about, you know, should Klal Yisrael, how they should operate. Okay, that you leave for other people to decide what's the proper mahala. But I'm talking about a more local idea of just, you know, filling the world with chesed and filling the world with gemilas chasadim and Torah and things like that. You can't wait. Do. Keep doing. And then Hashem sees that he'll bring himself close to us. And that's the Nashto Ashtayim Zuzra Mashkov. And that's not only this geula, but Gimel Mizbechos, Dalim Mizbechos, all the future geulas are totally in this. The Saf, the Mechiras Yosef. That's why we still need Kapara from Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef. That's why we say, Rav Moshe Chacham says, Ki Atah Solchol Yisrael Mochos Ulon the Shifte Yishur. Every year in Kippur, we're still speaking about the Shifte Yishur, who Moshe Chacham said, who sold Yosef. Rabbeinu Chai says Yosef never really forgave them. That's why we have the Asar Hu Yimalchus. So deep in Odom Chaveiro, it goes so deep. Even though Yosef said, don't worry, but the Rabbeinu Chai said, he said, don't worry, but he never said Mochalach. He never said Mochalach. Because it was so deep to hurt. You know? So there's so many things we could do to be sensitive. Ben Adam L'Chaveru, Ben Adam L'Mokom, so many things we do to care about people, makar people, help people. There's so many things that we could do, and that's the Yisod HaGeulah Mitzrayim, and the Geulah Mitzrayim is the Yisod of all Geulahs in the future, and that's the Gimel Mizmachos, or the Dal Mizmachos, the Nostor Shtei HaMezuzos, the Al HaMashkor.